there, and welcome to this episode of the Movies in Focus podcast. I'm Niall Braun. As its title suggests, Stefan Bristol's Breathe is a claustrophobic and tense film that will leave you gasping for air. A prescient science fiction piece, Breathe is set in the near future, where the Earth has a depleted oxygen supply. A small family eke out an existence, but when strangers arrive at their doorstep, paranoia seeps into their lives. Are these new arrivals friends or foes? Bristol's film comes with a stacked cast: Jennifer Hudson, Mila Jovovich, Kwavejane Wallace, Common, and Sam Worthington, and they all bring added gravitas to proceedings. Wallace in particular delivers an impressive turn as the film's central character. Stefan Bristol joins this episode of the Movies in Focus podcast to talk about making Breathe along with its powerhouse cast. He also drops some details on his upcoming Indiana Jones-style collaboration with Spike Lee. As always, I hope you enjoy what we have to discuss.
Hi, how you doing, sir?
I'm all right. How are you today?
Amazing, man. Amazing. How about you? Great to meet you.
Yep, you too. Has it been a long day for you? I mean, was it? I'm in the UK, so it's sort of 7:20 here. It's 11:20 with you. So are you?
I'm fine, man.
I've got you early and fresh then.
Yes. I'm good, babe. I'm good.
Well, do you know what? I love the movie. I often go into sort of reviewing movies and watching movies, and you kind of anticipate what is going to happen. And this, I didn't know where it was going. It's filled with surprises, you know, because the cast is great, and I won't get into spoilers, but the way it unfolds, it goes in very unexpected directions. Thank you for sort of keeping me on my toes watching it.
No problem. And I want to thank me, thank the cast as well. The cast also bring the ideas to the project. They really did. Yeah. It's, you know, especially Jennifer, Mila, everybody brought great, amazing ideas to it. And I was so many ideas flushed out, you know, from the cast onto me that I never thought of that idea. You go ahead and do it. So, you know, definitely, you know, not only me, but the cast as well.
And tell me, how did the cast come together? Because like you said, it's a phenomenal cast. How did that all happen for you?
Well, with Jennifer, so, you know, one of the producers was like, yo, what do you feel about the Jennifer? And, you know, I was like, for this movie? I was like, I don't know. And I thought about it and imagined Jennifer Hudson with a shotgun. I was like, yeah. We got to do that. And, you know, of course, you know, Mila met with her. She was ready with it. I was like, wow, this is going to be cool. The producers wanted Sam. And I was like, wow, are we sure we're going to get him? And, you know, he came on board. And for Kwavejane, though, Kwavejane is very special because I manifested working with her. So when I was at NYU Film School, saw Beasts of the Southern Wild for the first time, I said, I want to work with that woman right there. And lo and behold, years later, I was able to get her. And, you know, Common came through. And let me tell you something, Common. The guy's a smooth cat, off camera and on camera.
Which is always the tricky thing when you're dealing with sort of big stars, which you've managed to get.
Yeah. No, everybody had their own way of performing, and everybody had their own need. And that was like, you know, Sam Mila didn't need much. Jennifer, she had nothing but questions and challenged me. I had to give her a whole deck about the science of the world, about being a botanist, about Brooklyn and what I think the character is. She needed a lot of information to help her and guide her. So she came in correct. And you know, Kwavejane is, you know, she's like family, so it was fun.
And I mean, you just sort of said on that sort of the world in which it is set, and it's very strange because this was written before COVID, so this is sort
yes
of, you know, and but it seems very of the now or sort of the recent past.
It was so funny because it's like, I touched myself this week because I love the idea of like, yo, you know, if we don't do anything right now, the scientists were saying like you have 10 years to fix the issues we're having with climate change, otherwise become irreversible. So it was like that was a warning I wanted to have in the movie. And then the next thing you know, like 3 days after I signed my deal to attest myself as a director, the damn World Health Organization said we're in a pandemic. I was like, yo, what's going on? And so a lot of what's happening during the pandemic while I was writing kind of fell into the script, kind of leaked into the script a little bit. So it helped.
Were you sort of afraid when you were in the middle of all that, that the film might never make it, or by the time if it got to come out, it would have been too sort of past tense as such? No?
No. Because it's like, a good story is a good story. And if you have a good story with a great cast, boom, you're going to do it. I have to admit, there were some studios that didn't want it because people was going through a pandemic. Everybody, all these studios thought we only want happy-go-lucky films, right?
Yeah.
But that was, like, against the case because, like, you know, adults are adults. Like, people who want entertainment, no matter if it's, you know, happy or if it's a very serious movie. Like, nobody's going to be happy movies all the time. They want something that's a little more reality-based or something that's very unique where it was, like, tension, you know, whatnot. So during the pandemic, I was dating somebody and always watched was horror movies and play Resident Evil on PlayStation while the world goes to shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because we all had hope. You know, we was playing a zombie video game, but we all had hope that the world's going to be fine. Like, you know, so it's kind of ridiculous. So a good movie will get made when there's a good script.
Yeah, and it's a really tight script. You know, that's one of the great things about it. It's a very claustrophobic film, and it's very tense. You know, how's that? Is that in the script, or is it? I mean, obviously it is, but as a filmmaker, do you then work hard in the editing to try and tighten that up to ease out that tension?
No. So we always wanted the tension. The challenge was the scope. Up it up, because you don't want to always just be so close. The challenge was the scope. It's like, okay, how can we have, you know, wide shots, have some brevity towards it, have some humor for it? Those were the challenges, because, you know, it's, even though we made a movie with, you know, a reasonable budget, the budget was still tight, the time was still tight, and also the location was still tight. So the challenge was not keeping it contained, because we all wanted to do a contained movie. That's what I also loved about it. It was contained. It's a movie. As a filmmaker, I just get to work with actors and in a controlled environment with the exciting story. Once we have that, it's like, for me, it's a filmmaker's dream, instead of like, you know, trying to do something that's like, you know, a spectacle of it all. I'm not in the stage of doing spectacle yet. I just want to just focus on, you know, my selfish reasons for the film was to focus on working with amazing actors. And I got to do that in a contained space, which is beautiful. So the only challenge was scope. It's like, okay, how can we plan how to shoot certain way to make it not feel like it's always like this?
Yeah.
You know, because that's a given. It's going to be feel like it's closed. So how can we? So that was a challenge, and I hope I achieved that challenge.
Well, that's you did, because in many ways it reminded me of Panic Room to an extent.
Yeah.
But also kind of Omega Man and I Am Legend, where you kind of had that sort of empty city, the desolate sort of urban. Yeah. Did you have any films that inspired you, or is it just...
No. Children of Men, it greatly inspired us.
Brilliant film, yeah.
Yeah, you know, we haven't exactly achieved that look, but it was leaning towards, you know, the camera always being with the characters very close. Because it wasn't about creating claustrophobia. It was about creating a sense of the viewer being part of the experience. Like, the camera was another person, in a way. And we took a lot of influences from video games, like... What's that game? The Last of Us.
Yep.
Yeah, so The Last of Us is very, it's also another very important inspiration for this movie.
And now you're out selling it. You've made it. It's in the can. You're doing your promo. What's next for you?
Everybody loves that question. So I'm working with Lloyd Levin, BHS Levin, producers of The Watchmen, and with Spike Lee again to do a exciting black version of Indiana Jones called Gordon Hemaway and the Realm of Cthulhu.
Oh, that sounds good. Have you got any sort of timeline on that, or how, is that sort of in the embryonic stage? Or
no, I mean, we have a really great script. We're trying to attach actors now and go back to pitch the studios right now.
So, well, I look forward to that.
Thank you. Me too.
and hopefully we talk about that in a year or so, and we catch up again.
Yes. Yeah.
But Stefan, it was great talking with you today, and I'll let you go and get a cup of coffee or whatever you need to sort of keep those those energy levels high.
Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate you, sir.
I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Movies in Focus podcast. You can download it wherever you get your podcasts, and I hope that you tell your friends about it. That's it for this time, and I'll see you at the movies.